Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Midweek Motivation. Let's look at Psalm 37, 1 through 11. We had the opportunity to look at the do's and the don'ts. So on the don't side, in my left column, I wrote, don't fret, don't be envious, don't fret, refrain from anger, don't forsake wrath, and again, don't fret. So three times in Psalms 37, 1 through 11, it said, don't fret. Now let's look at what the Word of God tells us to do. In my right column, I wrote, trust Him, do good, dwell, befriend faithfulness, delight in Him, commit your way, be still, wait patiently, wait for the Lord, delight in abundance, be meek, and receive peace. So I thought it was interesting that three times it told us to don't fret, and then in multiple ways it told us to wait. So patience is hard, and sometimes I think by not just trusting and being patient, that's what gives us the fretting. And then at the bottom I just wrote, God's will is for us to have the desires of His heart, to act on what He brings to us. And He's offering to bring forth righteousness in us as light. And that's how we can inherit the land, or that's how we can rest in Him, that He is bringing forth in us those characteristics and attributes that will allow us to remain at a state of peace or rest. So my application for myself was just to continue to be diligent to rest in Him. And how I do that is to rely on His Word. So basically my application is affirming for me to be diligent and delight in the reading and studying of His Word. Now, Psalm 37 was decently longer than the other ones we had looked at. So I said we were going to break it up. So today we're going to focus on Psalm 37, verses 12 through 19. Let me read. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the day of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance. Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal Your truths to us. In Your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to start by saying that my daughter Madison and I recently went to Walton Arts Center to see C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. It was amazing. If you haven't read the book or know anything about it, I'll just tell you real quickly. It is reading letters basically between a higher up in the devil's army speaking to his nephew demon, basically about us Christians. And they are exploring what roles they can play to basically cause a Christian to doubt and abandon their faith, or to keep a non-believer from ever believing. But the whole context of it is reading this wicked interplay, or for Maddie and I in the audience at Walton Arts Center, watching this interplay between this devil character and literally a demon nephew. And they were plotting how to respond to Christians. And it was just so telling of that spiritual warfare that we may sometimes want to repress and not address, but we have to realize it is just rampant. And the only way that we can rest secure is by knowing that we have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Therefore, we are in the covering and the arms of God, that He, our Father, will protect us from anything that attempts to come and draw their sword and bring their bow against us, which these specific verses, Psalm 37, 12 through 19, address. But one of the interesting statements that I was just compelled and impacted by was the statement that what we Christians think is that we should try to keep Satan out. And the comment was, really, what their goal is to keep God and God's word out. So I thought that's very interesting, because it's that old adage, I'm sure you've thought it, heard it, seen it, maybe you've said it, that, oh, the devil made me do it kind of thing. Like, I wouldn't have messed up if it hadn't been for the devil. But the actual quote is, it is funny how mortals always picture us as putting things into their minds. In reality, our best work is done by keeping things out. And when I heard that, it was just a huge affirmation that we need to diligently and daily keep the Word of God in front of us, reading and studying it, talking about it, hanging out with people that are talking about it, so that is the hugest barrier. I mean, that's just like a wall of God's Word, the armor of God that is impenetrable from any other force against us. So I just wanted you to have that little backstory as you look at Psalm 37, 12 through 19. And what I did, and I offer you to do, and as you begin to see how we are interacting with the Word of God, you feel free to come up with any other method of how you want to do it. Maybe it's color coding in your Bible. Maybe you want to have two different colors this week, and as you look at the verses 12 through 19, maybe you want to underline in one color what the wicked is doing, and then underline in another color what God is promising for the righteous. What I did was I did a T-chart again. I put wicked on the left side, righteous on the right side. Just to remind myself, I put wicked. Underneath that, I put set on self. Under the righteous column, I wrote set on God. And I'm just going to walk you as an example through the very first verse, verse 12. The wicked plots against the righteous. So on the left side, I put plots against, and gnashes his teeth at him. So under that, I bulleted gnashes teeth. And what Maddie and I saw represented on the stage at Walton Arts Center was Screwtape also had a little demon minion there in his office that was like transcribing the letters that Screwtape was going to send to his nephew. And that demon often, as Screwtape was talking, would make a little gnashing teeth like he was so eager and excited to throw something to the way of the believer that would cause him to stumble. So now when I even read that verse about gnashes his teeth, I saw it. I almost heard it from what I had seen on the stage. Now let's look at verse 13. But the Lord laughs at the wicked. So on the right column, my first bullet, I put God laughs. It doesn't bother him one iota, because the mighty power of God pervades any wickedness. And then let's keep reading. For he sees that his day is coming. So under God laughs, I put, He determines. That's just how I paraphrase the idea of God is not worried about anything that is attempted now in this realm, here in this world, because God knows the end results. He determines the outcome. So what the wicked are attempting to do right now, here, God sees the day coming, the end result, and we should have peace of mind that God does determine our way and others' way. And we don't have to, again, be judge or jury over anyone else. Now, I'm going to stop there. I know you can do the rest, 14 through 19, for yourselves. Remember to seek that application. How are you going to apply these verses to your life? And then I'm going to give you some more cross-references. Proverbs 11:15, Isaiah 3:10, Proverbs 4:18, and Psalm 1 through 6. And I'm going to read one more thing to you from a commentary. It said, "The righteous man has peace of mind, peace with God, peace in God, and the world cannot give what the world does not have." So what that reminded me is I should in no way seek peace from the world because the world doesn't have it to give. I should always and only seek peace from God because God is peace. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.